Hi, you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website, www.lmc.org.au.
Obviously, we're doing online church, and that wasn't a decision that we made lightly. As an eldership, we came together and we discussed just the various options we have, and although we're kind of forced into doing church this way, it's not the way that we would always like to do it. There's nothing like meeting together. There's nothing like being in the room and worshiping our God together. And so we will, again, when we can, get back to that as soon as possible. But here we are for the time being. And praise God for technology, for the way that we can actually do this and we can still have church in this way. So as I said, we had an elders meeting on Tuesday night, and I would just encourage you, if you can, pray for our leaders of this place. It's a difficult time with everything going along, but you know, above all that, we know that that God is leading the way, and I'm so thankful that every meeting that we go into, that we first of all acknowledge God as the sovereign head over that meeting. He is Lord, and we don't make any decisions without going to Him first, and He is our guiding hand above all. And as I was thinking about that, we continue to ask wisdom when it comes to church and when it comes to the different things that we are a part of here as this organization. But for you, continue to ask wisdom for yourself and the decisions that you need to make when it comes to your circumstances, your job, or your family, or anything else that we're going through. God is the one who has the wisdom. And James 1:5 says this: "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him." With faith, if we ask for wisdom, God will give it to you. And that is great news, because we need it, right? We need it all the time, but now as well. So again, I just wanted to update you on a couple of things. As I said, we will watch carefully what the government is recommending and doing, and we will make the appropriate changes as we need to. So what I need you to do, like, we want to keep you in the loop, but what I need you to do is make sure you're in the loop in the first place. So if you're watching this and you did not get an email from us or a text from us this week, that means we don't have all of the details that we need from you in our database. And so after the service, just go to the top of the website and click connect, and you can let us know all of your up-to-date details. So if they didn't come through correctly, we want to let you know, and now is really important to update your details. So do that for us. And secondly, we will be updating everyone really on the fly through Facebook and Instagram, through our social media channels. So if you're on Facebook or Instagram, just search Life Ministry Church and you can follow us on there, and we'll update you that way. So between email and social media, we will let you know as much as we can about the different things that we need to be careful of or that we're going through as a church. But if none of that works for you, we still need to be able to get onto you. So I would encourage you, again, use that connect form or just call us in the office, send us a letter if you need to. Let us know how to get in contact with you, because we don't want anyone to miss out on just the various aspects of just the changes that are happening at the moment. So let us know, all right? Is that good? Tell me it's good at home. Give me a wave if you can hear me. I assume everyone's waving, so good job. Well, and if you're not, then that's fine as well. It's good. So now that we're done with all that admin stuff, I just wanted to speak to you personally. As I was sitting down to prepare for this Sunday, I'm not going to lie to you, I was starting to feel the weight of it all. The weight of not only this position of leadership, but just everything that was going on around. And I don't want to stand here and pretend that I haven't felt it. I have. And I know there's many others who have felt just a weight, a heaviness through this time. And I received so many great messages from people from our church. And if you want to, I just thank you for the encouragement through this time and the prayer for everyone who's been praying for us. You know, we've been praying for you as well and thinking of you. But there was another one, and you get good ones and you get hard ones to hear, and there was a hard one that I got to hear, and to be honest, it wasn't a message that was really based on truth. I think there was some fear behind it as well, and to be honest, it shook me for a few moments, and I felt a little bit overwhelmed at that moment. And I know there's going to be times where we feel that way when we get some news whether we hear it from someone else or whether we get it in the news, we're going to be a little bit shaken and we're going to be a little bit overwhelmed by it all. And so at that point, I ended up getting in the car. I sat up from my desk, I got in the car, and I just went for a quick drive. And I just started praying. I parked my car, and as I was praying, I just felt the presence of God just fill my car at that point. And I just couldn't stop praying for you. I couldn't stop praying for our church and for every single person who, whether you're a part of LMC or not, whether you're listening to this, I couldn't stop praying for you, that you would allow the truth to reign in your life, that you wouldn't allow the lies to get in or the fear to get in, but we would allow the truth of God's word to overwhelm us as opposed to the fear that we may feel, and that we would know the truth and that truth would set us free. And I want you to know that God sees you and God loves you and that God is always with you. Know that today. And after I knew that, after I went through that experience a few days ago, I knew what I had to share today. And that verse, God uses all things together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose, became so real to me as I was led through that moment. And I'm going to keep it real simple today. And I've titled this message, if you've got a notebook or you've got your phone or something that you can use, you might be watching on your phone, so juggle that. But the title for my message today, and you should see it come up on your screen, is something that my parents used to say as they walked into my bedroom when I was living there. What you listening to? What you listening to? What are those beats I hear coming out of your bedroom? That's not how my mum sounds. I don't know why I did it like that. But anyway, what you listening to? I don't know if any parents say that to their kids. What is that you're listening to? It's more these days, what are you watching? What are you listening to? What are you watching? Same thing. And I believe God gave me three simple points for us to remember as we not only enter this time, this time that we're in right now, but we come out the other end of it because, you know, we're going to come out the other end of it, right? We are. So over these past few weeks, I understand that sometimes it's been difficult to know what to listen to. And it's unfortunate for some of us that what we're listening to is causing us, like I experienced, to have some level of fear. Fear that this thing is going to get us. Fear that our circumstances are going to overwhelm us. Even so much fear that some of you may be at the point where you're doubting a little bit where God is in this. And for some of us, I think, and this was me prior to this, I'd heard people talk about fear when it comes to this situation and thought, nah, it's all good. I know who God is. I know God is good in this. However, there can be circumstances, even if the fear doesn't overwhelm you to the point where you have no other choice but to you'd always have a choice. But whether the fear is so massive that it impacts every decision you're making, or whether it's the fear that is so small that causes you to make small decisions, the issue that we have is that fear compounds on fear and compounds on fear and gets us to the point that we don't want to be at. And like I said, I've been in that boat too. And when we think about the changing landscape and especially some of the responsibilities we have, it can shake us. But in that moment, we remember a verse like this. It's Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God, everyone say it with me, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. That though I may not see it, I know that God is with me wherever I go. Why is it that the shelves are bare at the supermarket at the moment? I'm sure if we could answer that question well, we would win because it seems that no one knows at the moment. But why are they bare? It's not because we don't have enough food in Australia. It's not because there's necessarily a major problem with the supply chain, although that might be part of it. If those shelves were refilled today, full to the brim, then how much of the panic buying would stop? Because we understand that we can just go to the shops and get what we need, like normal. It would stop because that fear, like I said, fear in some people breeds fear, which breeds fear to the point that everyone's going, I need to grab that last bottle of tomato sauce because my life depends on it. Fear breeds fear. So the first point, if you're writing things down today, the first point is that fear must fade. Fear must fade. At the end of the day, fear must really just be gone with completely, but fear must fade. When the fear came to me the other day, I decided to kick it in the teeth, to get it out of here. I'm not going to allow fear to guide me. And I did two things that I want to share with you at that moment that helped me through that situation. The first one I did was I started declaring God's power in those moments and God's truth. I spoke God's truth over those lies that were infiltrating my mind. Scriptures like this, and by the way, when this sermon is done, you are able to, we're going to save it and you can come back and listen to it again. So if you're missing stuff, stress less. It's going to be all right. So the first scripture, 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The next one, Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. How many of these scriptures marry up fear not with I am with you? You need to know that God is with you through these times. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Psalm 56:3. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me? And that last part was interesting to me. What can flesh do to me? And if you read the rest of Psalm 56, what David wrote there, he talks about all this stuff that's happening to him. He talks about the enemies and he talks about the attackers and the situation that he was finding himself in. All this attack to his physical body. But what he's saying here is that though my body may be affected in this life, you are not going to affect my spirit. I will fear not. Though my body may be affected, I will fear not because it cannot affect my spirit because it is God in whom I trust. Psalm 34:4. I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Take it to the Lord, I'd say. Take it to the Lord. Seek him and he will answer you. And the second thing I did after that had really filled my faith in the car when I was quoting those scriptures. The second thing I did was I called my mum. I did. I got on the phone and I called my mum. And I'm not saying that that's the magic formula. Claim God's thing and then call your mother. It's not really just what it's about. But how important it is for you to be able to get on the phone and call someone who can pray for you and with you through that situation. When you feel the fear, to get onto someone, and my mum said something as she was praying for me in that time. She said, Andrew, I'm praying with you. I'm holding up your hands at this time. And that is what we need, right? We need someone who can pray with us when we're down, pray with us when we feel the fear is overtaking us, and hold up our hands to continue on. And if you're new in church, you may not know many people from church, and that's all right. Call one of us in the office. Our numbers are on the website, and you can just call one of us. We would love to stand with you and pray with you, pray God's truth through this time that we're going through right now. And that offer obviously doesn't cease to exist when we come back to church. Call someone. Be in relationship. Again, social distancing, yes, we need to do it. But let's be continuing to be in relationship with one another. Let's hold each other up. Let's see how each other are doing through this time. Fear must fade. Fear must fade. And the second thing, once we come out of fear fading, is we need to know that truth must triumph. Fear must fade, and at the same time, truth must triumph. It must. And at this point, I would like to send you back to, don't go now, but I would like to point you back to last week's message from Pastor Graham called What is Truth? And it was so timely. It was so timely with regard to what we're going through right now. And go and listen to that. He spoke about where we need to go to find the truth. And it's interesting because we can go to different places for that. And he spoke about that. It's very tempting to take our truth from what the internet says. Am I right? It's very tempting for us to jump on social media or read an article and call that our truth. And on that, it is important for us to be informed at the moment. And I don't want to belittle anything that comes through to you that is based on reality, based on truth. We need to be listening and we need to be wise. We need to be smart about what we're doing with society. But that truth, we need to know there is a truth that sits above that, that we see with our eyes. There is a truth that sits above that what we see with our eyes. In Ephesians 4:6, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Our sovereign God who is faithful in and through it all. And though it's news that informs us, it is the truth of God that transforms us, right? Transformation is that changing from one state to another. It's going from dead to alive. It is going from sick to healthy. We need to know that God is a God of transformation, not just the information. Truth must triumph, and it will, because it's God's word. And I think that having an eternal perspective and remembering that eternal perspective is so important for us at times, especially like this, that we understand that God is sovereign, that He is in control. If you can, I'd like you to turn with me in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians. So grab that out. Grab your Bibles out at home. You might want to highlight this scripture at this time. It's a really good one. 2 Corinthians, and we're going to read from chapter 1. Are we all right? Everyone, you got permission to have a drink at the moment. If you want to have are you having a cup of tea? Is everyone having a cup of tea at home? Would anyone here like a cup of tea right now? We've got our staff and elders here at church at the moment. They've just come to support trying to do this, and it's working, which is good. Praise God for that. But I'm going to have a drink of water, so have a cup of tea. Or a coffee. Maybe a Milo. Have a Milo. I like Milo. Have we got it? 2 Corinthians. Chapter 1, and we're going to read from verse 8. Let's read this first. This made me laugh when I read this first part in verse 8. Put that down. Close that off. Can you go back a slide? Thanks, Dave. Paul wrote this letter to the church in Corinth, right? He wrote this letter a long, long time ago, and he'd been through many good times and also many trials while proclaiming the truth of Jesus Christ. And here he's talking about the comfort that we find in God through these tough times. So let's read from verse 8. It says, "We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about the troubles we experienced in the province of Asia." This is the Bible. That's why I want you to read in your own Bible, because I ain't making it up. So anyway, like a little bit out of context, but I thought it was funny anyway, right? It goes on. It says, "We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death." And before we go on, that was the position they found themselves in, that they were so deep in it that it seemed like death was inevitable. Death was simply around the corner for them. And let's read on and see what Paul says. "But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and He will deliver us again. On Him we have set our hope that He will continue to deliver us." How's that for some truth right there? Let fear fade as that truth comes alive for you. And let's repeat those three words. If you can do that, let's do it together. That He has, that He will, and that He will continue to deliver us. He has, He will, and He will continue to deliver you. We can trust in Him, in His word. That's the hope we have. And yes, we hope in the measures that we're taking right now. We hope that they stop the spread of this disease. We hope they help the situation. We hope for a vaccine to be made available soon. We hope for all that. But above it all, we hope in and we fix on our eyes on a God who is with us through it all. And He's with you this morning. He's with you when it feels hopeless. Just like that song we sung, and thank you, Sally, for leading the team and leading us in that beautiful time of worship. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Truth must triumph. And the third thing that we need to know today is that as fear fades and as we allow truth to triumph, that then God will be glorified. God will be glorified. And to be honest, this is the part that I've been led to focus on throughout this whole time. Not to be worried about the what's and the how's, but allowing the fact that the fear is swept away, that the truth reigns, to let the light of Christ shine through me, that he would be glorified through this. In the communication we sent out this week and in the video, I quoted a scripture from Matthew 5, 14 to 16, and I want to read that again. It says, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others." This is the bit. "So that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." See, the way that we respond in these times will lead people to Jesus. The way that we respond will lead others to Jesus. I mentioned the egg hunt before, and what a great event that we get to host. And if you don't know anything about the egg hunt, there's a giant egg hunt. You can check the website. It's a great event that we run as a church. And it was a shame, right, to have to cancel this event. Our hands are tied on it, and we have to cancel the way we do it right now. And some of you might be aware of the decisions that were made, but for those who weren't, so what we have decided to do as a church was to refund everyone's money who was booked in for the egg hunt. Refund it, they get their full money back. And we said to them, but at the same time, we as a church, and we on behalf of you, our church, have made the decision to bless our community and to purchase the eggs anyway. And we're going to get them to come and drive onto the property and open their window, and we will give them their eggs on Easter Saturday for free. If they had a ticket, then they can come and they can get their eggs to take home and just do an egg hunt at home or whatever they want to do with their kids. And what a blessing, what an opportunity it was to be a blessing to our community, to shine the light of Christ to our community. And that's what we want to do. And we're all going to have opportunities like that to shine God's love into people through this time. What can you do? What can you do for your neighbor? What can you do for your workmate? What can you do for your school friend if you're at school at the moment? Or even for someone else who needs help in your world. The amount of conversations that I've had with people outside of our organization this week that I've felt led to just to simply ask, how are you doing? How are you actually going? And you know what, that the walls that are broken down at this time, the walls that are broken down between us and other people at this time is of huge impact. And that simple question, how are you actually doing, goes from you are in this position over here or I don't really know you over there to going, hey, we're in this together and I actually care about you. So what can you do? What can you do to shine that light? And I know that many of us would hear that and go, yeah, that's great. You know, I want to do that and I can do that. But what does that look like? Where do we start? Fortunately, we have some guidance from the Word of God, from Jesus. And Paul speaks about this again, and he speaks about this in Galatians 5:22, where he speaks about living life by the Spirit. He says, the desires of our spirit pull one way, and the desires of our flesh pull the other way. And that the desires of our flesh, when it all boils down to it, is selfishness, self on the throne for us. But the Bible says, if we're to live by the Spirit, then this is what should come out of us. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, is joy, is peace. And don't we know we need some peace at these moments? Is patience. Let's be patient with those around us at the moment. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We are the light. And through allowing the Spirit the fruits of the Spirit to be evident in our lives, people will see that light and they will come to know it themselves. So as we close today, and we're going to sing a song before we go today, and I don't know how worship has been for you at home. It's a little bit weird sometimes if you're sitting on the couch, or do I stand, or do I sit, or do I sing out loud, or do I just watch? I would encourage you to just let all that go and just sing, just worship God at home. So we're gonna get the team up. We're going to close with a song. I wanted to remind you of the year that we're in at the moment. And like I said before, it feels like it's gone really fast in the last, it just feels weird that it's only March 2020. And that at the start of the year, we started talking about this theme, this word for our church, which is grow. And I really hope that you've continued to allow that to grow in you, that inspiration to grow in your relationship with God. And one of the things that I wrote down at the start of the year was that we as a church would line things up in a way that if you were part of it, you literally had no option but to grow. We wanted to put you in place where you are going to grow. We certainly did not know what the year held, but this situation we find ourselves in right now, we got no choice. We got to grow. We must grow. Other people's lives potentially are at stake here. We must continue to grow. And for those of you who are sitting at home today, or maybe you're at someone else's house and they invited you to church. This is not the normal way we do church, but you're still in church right now and maybe you've been invited there. First of all, welcome. Welcome to church. We are so thankful that you have decided to join us today. And this goes beyond even right now. I know this is a live stream and we're actually here doing it right now. But it could be that you are sitting there by yourself listening to this at any point. And God is speaking to you. And God cares about you. And He's looking at your heart and He loves you. So whether you're there with someone today, you're by yourself, I want you to know that God cares for you. And there's a peace that can be found in times like this. And His name is Jesus. Jesus is calling you. Jesus came to earth and lived a life free of sin and died on a cross for you. That all of our sins, our past, our present, and our future would be forgiven. And after 3 days, we read that He raised from the dead. He came back to life just as we rise up out of death, rise up out of our sin into new life with Him. And if you want to know the way to that peace that we've talked about, putting that fear aside, allowing that truth to triumph, that God may be glorified. The way to that is simply to put your faith and your trust in Him, in Jesus Christ. To simply say, Jesus, I accept you as Lord of my life. I can't do this on my own, so I'm turning my life over to you. I'm going to stop living for myself and I'm going to live for you. And if that's you, no matter where you are, no matter the time right now, with our eyes closed, and if you've got your eyes closed in that room, that'd be great as well. If you want to make Jesus Lord of your life at this time, I'm just going to simply ask you to raise your hand. Now, obviously, I can't see it, but He can. So you're acknowledging to Him today, Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. So with your hand raised, I want you to know He loves you so much. And I'm going to just lead you in a simple prayer. So all of us, even if you're sitting there and you didn't raise your hand, even if you're in our church, let's agree with all these people who raised their hand today. Just repeat after me. Let's say, Dear Jesus, I come to you now to turn my life over to you. Thank you for dying for me and raising to life again. Be the Lord of my life. Take this fear from me and let your truth triumph, that you may be glorified through my life. Thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, Amen. Amen. Let's congratulate all those people who raised their hand. You are awesome. You are awesome. Praise God. Praise God. And if you did raise your hand, there is a next step to take, and we would love to lead you on that journey. And I'd ask you to simply just connect with us. Again, call the office or connect with us via the website. There's a simple little connect button up there where you can enter in your details. And we're all going to sing this song, All the Earth Will Shout Your Praise, right now. And as we do, if you're part of our church, I want to let you know that we're going to continue to seek God for how to move forward with this. This is how we did church today, and I pray that it was great for you as well. But we're going to continue to see what God wants to do and the different ways that we can do things, because we care about you, but we're taking our wisdom from Him. We're taking our guidance from Him. And just a couple of little admin things before we go. I need to let you know. I didn't want to say, but if you need to do giving, you can do that online as well. There's a simple give button in the top. And if that doesn't work for you, pop into the office as well. Again, it's not about us. It's not about the church. It's about you. It's about being obedient to God's call on your life. So I encourage you to do that. And lastly, Steph, I don't know if you can see Steph on the keys. Can you see Steph? Yeah, we can see Steph. There's Steph. Steph was good enough to set up a playlist for us. And on the website after this, you can scroll down to the bottom and you'll see a worship playlist. You can do it on YouTube or if you've got Spotify. And she filled that playlist with 30 songs of victory, 30 songs that will give you hope in the season that we're in. All you need to do is click it and it'll make your way through. So let's have some times of worship at home. Let's just sing the word of God over our lives. Amen. Let's just pray before we sing. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity we have to serve you. Lord God, we thank you for your truth of your word that we get to go by. And Father, as we go from this service today, even if we are sitting there and we are relaxing at home, Lord God, I pray that we would be inspired to go out and shine your light into our world that desperately need it right now. So let your truth reign, Lord God. Let your truth reign in our lives and in those around us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Everyone said, amen, amen.